You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
We got to talk about what happened to Katie. And we're going to open up the phone lines, too, because this is primarily ladies can sound off about this, wondering if you've been in this same type of situation. So, Katie, what happened?
Oh, gosh. Well, again, I have a new place, right? So I'm kind of checking out all the amenities and everything. And this was Monday after the show. Yeah. So Monday after the show, I went and I was checking out the new workout place. So we have a gym at my new apartment. And so I hadn't been there yet. And I was like, they have a lot of cool equipment that I want to check out. So I was in there, and preface this with I got a new workout kind of gear outfit, right? So I have the leggings, and then I have it's a bra, but it's also a top, right? So I don't have a separate bra, and I'm just
It's a brop.
Sure, we're going to call it a brop.
It's a brop.
It's like a super expensive outfit where you can't even really tell you're wearing clothes. It is so light and airy that
Did you go to Lulu?
Kind of. Oh, I think it's like one of those brands. It's not Lulu, but it's like
that kind of
material where it's like you can't even feel you're wearing
it's breathable
right?
and wicking.
Exactly. So I'm all walking down to my new workout spot in my new outfit. I think I'm awesome. And I'm like, you know, going to the ab little workout bench where you're coming up, right? So it's like
the incline?
decline bench where I'm doing sit-ups, but it's like my whole, like I'm going backwards. So it's almost like I'm upside down.
You're working
right?
your lower abs.
Yeah. And at this time, I'm the only one in the gym and I'm just like really feeling myself. And so I've got my AirPods in and I'm going to town, and it's like 15 minutes later and I look up and there's somebody in the gym with me and they're looking at me, and it's a dude, and he's just like staring at me, and I'm like, whatever,
you're
I'm
like,
in the
this
zone.
Is it.
Like I'm doing
I'm
it.
Getting
I'm
hit
going
on,
to
right?
town, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of glance down and look, and as I'm in the movement of completely upside down, upside down, my boob fell out of my bra.
The girls are out.
Just one. The boob was out.
A boob fell out of my bra.
One fell out.
And this guy is staring at me like he doesn't know what to do with his life. He is so uncomfortable. And I don't know how long it's been out. Like, I don't know. Because, again, I can't really feel this top. And so I just, like, quickly shove it back in and I look at him. Homie gets up and walks out.
Well, yeah, like, what do you do?
What do you say? I mean, that whole, you know, exchange was just so embarrassing. But I'm just like, this man lives here in the same apartment. Like,
oh, you'll see him again.
I can never come back here. Like, this is the one and only time I get to work out in my new gym.
So you're already moving out?
Because I flashed one of my fellow apartment people.
How much boob are we talking?
I mean, we're talking full boob.
Full. It wasn't just a peak.
No, it was
a full flop.
And again, it's like my whole upper body is in an angle where that probably wasn't a good. He was probably like, "What is happening to her boob right now?"
He made me thought you were hitting on him.
He's like, "I'm just trying to get the free weights."
It was just exactly.
I'm just trying to squeeze past.
This woman and her boob is blocking the free weights. So I just was like, "It." I just don't think it was an alluring or a sexy flash. I think it was my boob is hanging the opposite direction it should, and it's by my face.
Just kind of laying there.
I know. I don't know even.
It wasn't good boob.
If I ever see this guy again, I'm just gonna clutch my breasts like no.
Please don't. Was he good looking? It might just happen again.
I mean,
oh, not again.
That's the thing. Is it's not like I.
He might have thought it was his turn. You know,
so
after that,
like I can't even like decide if I thought he was a good looking dude. I was just so morbidly embarrassed.
You're mortified.
I love this story.
Embarrassing.
I love it.
Beyond belief. It has to be one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me. And honestly, I told you the story earlier about the apartment complex calling me and telling me I was being too loud.
Yep.
I thought they were calling me to tell me to stop flashing people in the apartment complex.
We've had a complaint about you.
Please
exposing
just keep
yourself in the clubhouse.
I was like, I'm going to have to go into work and tell everybody I need a new place to live already.
Oh,
like,
no.
I've only been there a week
I
and
will
a half.
Say, I am not a woman.
No, you're not.
I don't have breasts. But my guess is that you are not alone.
Yeah,
my
I'm
guess
sure.
is that, ladies, this has happened to you before. So, if you would like to sound off, we did post this yesterday on Facebook, and I'll read a few of the messages that came in. If you have ever been in a situation where one fell out.
Jeez. What a way to put it.
If you had one fallout, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'm debating on whether or not we even open up this to guys if there was a situation, you know, like a Speedo situation.
One also fell out.
I'm sure all of us
we're
have
all
had
human.
Some.
Yeah. We're not making this dirty or naughty,
exactly.
Anything like that.
Try and keep it clean, but if you've got a story, we want to hear about it,
I guess,
right?
We can throw it open to guys, too.
Yeah.
If one fell out. Sarah says, I was at my cousin's wedding feeling cute in a strapless dress while tearing it up on the dance floor. Did a spin move. My dress decided to stay behind. One fell out.
One fell out. Oh, gosh.
Well, did it happen to you? 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Hi, Sherry.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, you. So you heard Katie's story. Can you?
I did.
Can you relate?
Oh, sorry, Katie.
Oh, it's all good. What? You know,
it happens.
It's been a while since they've seen sunlight, so it was good for them.
They actually needed a little vitamin D.
Yeah.
So.
Oh gosh.
What happened with you, Sherry?
Oh, well, I was on a boat with my family and my boyfriend. And this boyfriend is now my husband. We were skiing. I hopped in the water and had a ski belt on and was skiing around the lake. And my boyfriend turns to my dad and says, hey, Don, you might want to cut the motor. And my dad is thinking, she can ski all day. What is he talking about? And keeps going. And my boyfriend says it again, Don, cut the motor now. And my dad turns around and says, oh, cuts the motor. I still don't know what's wrong. I'm like, why did you stop?
Dawn.
And they're like, Dawn. You don't have a top on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The whole top fell off.
Dawn, cut the motor.
Jerry.
Not one, two.
Two.
You had them both
not
out there.
My family, the whole lake.
Your dad saw it.
Oh, no.
And my brothers.
Oh, Dawn, no.
No, Dawn. That's awful, Sherry. Oh, my
God. And, you know, 40 years later, that story comes up every
I
now
bet
and then.
It does.
Oh, I'm sure. Remember when you flashed your family, Sherry?
Oh, Sherry, God. That's awesome. That's what we're talking about right there.
That's good stuff.
That's right.
You're funny. That's a great call. Thank you for having us on, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Thanks for telling your story. Oh,
I would imagine there's a lot of water ocean ones because I think that was pretty much the bulk of them that came in on our Facebook. Shelley says, back in 97, I was on vacation in Mexico in my bikini in the ocean, wiped out by a wave, got up, pushed my hair back, standing there, starting to notice a group of men staring at me. I smiled and waved. They waved back. She's like, man, I still got it.
Yeah.
Then I looked down. Turns out the ocean had freed the left one.
And it's like, that's what stinks, too, is it's when it's just one. And you don't get the full glimpse.
It's just kind of there.
You know, you need to have the full package to actually give a substantial evaluation when you just have one that's not fair. Listen, maybe the right one's better.
You just look silly.
You do.
So when did one fall out? 303-691-1649. All right, we've got Ginger and Brenda. They've been holding for a while. Here's Ginger. Hi, Ginger. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm all put together. I'm feeling okay, but Katie likes flashing everybody.
You know, Ginger. You know, when the time arises.
Did it happen to you?
Speaking of the time, yes. Katie, I can make you feel better here.
Okay, good.
So I've got a couple kids. They're older now, but when my first daughter was a newborn, she was about 5 days old, and, you know, I think all the moms can relate, the complete exhaustion in the first couple weeks of having a newborn. And so I was home alone with the baby, and I had just put her down to sleep. I had finished nursing her, and I get a ring on the doorbell and a knock on the door. And, you know, mom anger sets in, like, don't wake the baby, there's a sign. And so I get up quick, and I'm just so tired. I answer the door, and it's this elderly lady who is from, she's let's just say a member of a certain religion that does a lot of walking around knocking on doors with pamphlets.
Got it. Okay. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
So I open the door, and she just stands there for a second, and she's just got this look of horror on her face.
All right.
And I don't say anything for a second, and she just kind of slips the pamphlet in the door and slowly backs away. And that's when I realized I completely forgot to clip up my nursing tank, and I was...
There it is.
All for all to see. And she had, like, some other ladies that were back a little further back, and they saw it, too.
Oh, no!
My goodness.
They're like, that woman needs Jesus.
Yes. Needless to say, they never came back to my house ever.
Oh,
hey, that's a way to get solicitors away,
Ginger,
I guess.
That's better than a no solicitor sign, for sure.
Or she's standing there dripping milk. Can I help you?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that story, Ginger. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for bearing it all with
us. Thank you for sharing.
Well, you're quite welcome. You guys have a good day.
Thanks,
Ginger.
You too.
Bye.
Wow.
We are talking about when one fell out.
Yes.
If you have a story, 303-691-1649. Kristen wrote in and said, I was at a kid's birthday party. The mom thought it would be fun to jump on the kid's trampoline. One bounce later, my V-neck shirt shifted. And suddenly I was giving the neighbors a free show.
And on a trampoline.
Because
one of them
fell out. She says, the worst part, there's video evidence.
Oh, so no.
You can go watch one fall out at the kids' birthday party.
Oh,
Brenda.
Hey, morning. Hey.
Good morning to you. So do you have a story for us?
I do, but this is not about me. It's about somebody that I used to know.
Okay.
And he had gotten dressed hastily and... happened to grab a pair of my athletic shorts instead of his athletic shorts, but it wasn't noticed until we were out the door and already on the road, and we were delivering a meal to a family, and he promptly sat on the couch, and one of his testes squished out between the bottom of the shorts. And
dinner and a show.
Oh,
look at that.
My God.
Oh, no.
Did we all just get a visual of like, like pop?
And a guy in little itty bitty athletic shorts.
Booty shorts when one pops out.
What did you do?
How do you tell him? Did he notice?
He did not notice. Oh. And the person I was talking to, she and I were standing in the room facing him with like a downward view. And I was trying to, I couldn't decide if I just needed to like step in front of him or
throw a pillow on him
and keep her attention on me until he would notice. And it was
like, anybody feel a draft in here? What's going on? Huh?
Like, it's chilly.
Jeez. You think that would hurt?
Yeah. I know you would.
Like this couch is nuts. It's so comfortable. Isn't this couch nuts, honey?
That's funny, Brenda. Oh my gosh. When did he finally find out? Like, was it like a minute
after
before
we left? I told him. He never caught on.
He was there for 45 minutes
the whole time.
No, it wasn't quite that long, but it was long enough for me to just. I couldn't believe he didn't realize that it was happening.
Well,
so.
That was talked about at the family dinner that
it
night.
Sure
that was.
Was
talked
my
about.
Gosh.
This story is nuts.
Oh my God.
Meal and a show.
Yay.
Jeez.
Brenda, I like your story.
Yes, thank
you make
you.
Me happy.
Thank you for telling
me. You guys make us
funny.
Happy, all of the listeners. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Brenda.
You're so sweet.
Have a good day.
Take care. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Oh, it makes
Jeez,
me happy.
Man.
Men, women. When did one fall out? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Jessica says, hey, y'all, in line at a local coffee shop, wearing one of those off-the-shoulder tops, barista asked for my order. I leaned forward to pay. Full-on left one fell out and showed the world. The barista stammered. I grabbed my drink and fled.
I guess that was the tip then.
I was
she just
said,
hey, there was the tip.
A lot of rogue waves from listeners coming in. They're wandering in the ocean or whatever, and boom, a wave hits them, and boom, you got one flopping out. Here's Robbie. Hey, Robbie, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Morning.
Super dupes. So when did one fall out?
So I was in the Navy, and we were doing emergency response drills, and one of them was heart attack. Guy takes a heart attack, falls down. They, you know, we do the chest compressions and the breathing exercises on the dummy, and then we got to lift the guy up on the gurney and then get him out of there. Well, this had to be a larger guy. The person I was paired up with a smaller female, so I took the head end, and as I you know, wrapped him up and reached down and grabbed his legs or grabbed his arms through his armpits, you know, like you would lift somebody, and bent down and went to straighten back up. The coveralls that I was wearing and the boxers decided to split crotch seam. So not just one, but the whole Frankenbeam.
Oh, no, Zach!
The whole package.
I'm sitting over. I'm hunched over. I can't, you know, I've got this guy in the air. I can't let him down.
No. Right.
Just drop him and cover up. So, you know, I got to get him on the gurney. And so I finish up and I'm like, yeah, I got to excuse me here real quick. Sorry about that.
So everybody noticed or you were the only one who noticed?
It was, the rip was about as loud a noise as you would ever hear.
Like, could it get any louder?
Everyone noticed.
I mean, everybody was laughing. People standing behind me, people standing in front of me.
Fantastic.
In fact, my junk fell out onto this guy's head. So, my gosh.
That's what you get for being a good guy.
Jeez,
but you accomplished the mission, right?
Oh, I got him onto the gurney. I mean, like,
you're a hero. You're a hero.
There you go.
At least it was a warm day out, Robbie.
I think you would have preferred that I drop him, though, honestly.
Seriously.
At least it was a warm
day. Just put
day.
Me back down. Put me back down.
Robbie, you make us laugh, buddy.
I did get a date out of it, so that was a good thing.
Hey! You got a date out of it? Yeah, that's better than I can say.
Someone
good
was
job,
impressed.
Robbie.
This guy's not shy at all.
Good job.
Robbie, thank you for the very funny phone call.
Good for you,
thank
man.
You.
Yeah, fun, you guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Robbie. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The whole Frankenbeans, he said.
Poor guy.
Barb. Jeez.
Good morning, Barb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I'm sorry you had to hear that.
You know you liked it.
We all got a visual. All right, so when did one fall out?
How about two?
Hey! Even better. What happened?
So, you know those indoor water parks, like the Wolf Lodge or whatever?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, we went to Wisconsin with grandkids, my husband and I, and you know those rides that they look like a giant toilet? You're being flushed down the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you go round and round.
Yeah, go round and round really fast and hit the water really hard. Well, I decided to wear a swimming suit. A bikini that day. I don't know what I was thinking. And there I went down and everything. I mean, almost the bottoms came off, too. And I was in the water and struggling. And I was like, I knew the minute I hit the water that they were out. And I just went back under and had to get fully dressed again.
And you can't breathe.
You're like, the children are looking at the children.
Like, where'd she go? She's
gone. Oh, no.
Awesome.
And that, yeah, and then another time. Which
oh, there's another time.
All right. Well, it was at a HomeSense store, and I was shopping around. I had my big purse on and probably one of those cold shoulder shirts. And I'm shopping around, and I get up to the counter, and the lady goes, ma'am. And I was like, oh, no. And I look down, and bra's still on. Nothing's falling out, just the side showing. So she's just panicking, made me panic. And your heart's just pounding because you don't know how long you've been walking around like that.
So it was just a little goodness. Side boob.
It was just a little peek on that one.
Yeah,
a little side boob.
No big deal.
Not too
no
bad.
Big deal.
That's fine. That's fine.
After that full double one, though, you were like,
I wonder how many. You know that has to be happening a lot at those types of places.
Oh,
you know?
It does. And I learned my lesson. Never, never wear a bikini at one of those places.
That's a place where a lot of teenage boys apply for summer jobs, is my guess. Yeah. You know? In hopes that Barb.
It happened to be
by.
A really busy day. Really busy
sure.
day.
Of course.
Barb, thank you for the call. You funny.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Barb.
Tommy, get a Tommy Copper bra there, Katie.
I know.
Oh,
it's
there you
time
go.
To.
She needs a tight
it's
one.
It's time to get
there
a better
go.
One for sure.
Bye, Barb. Thanks
bye,
for calling.
Barb. Thank
bye.
You.
Have a good
bye.
One.
Bye.
If you're just tuning in, goodness. We're talking about how Katie was working out in her clubhouse on Monday, and she was doing the incline sit-up, and her top kind of let loose, and one of her breastises fell out. And so we're asking people.
And flashed a guy. You totally breezed over
there was
the
a,
craziest
there
part.
There was a guy there. He
who
saw.
Ran out.
He saw the breastises. So
ran.
When did one fall out is the topic. Zach, welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
So when did one fall out?
Well, I was in Hotlanta working. My coworker, he was stuck in the 80s still and wearing his OPs. And I was holding the ladder for him, and I looked up, and the old testicles were hanging out.
Oh, no. You got a glimpse of your buddies. Ooh.
Yeah. And it happened too many times. I was like, John, come on, buddy. You got to get some new underwear.
I think John was doing that on purpose, John. Zach. He's like, let me go up the ladder first again, buddy. I got this.
You're like, maybe you hold the ladder this time, John.
I think John had ulterior motives there, buddy.
Oh my gosh, dude.
John, this is the 14th time.
Yeah. I know.
Zach, you funny. Thank you for the call.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Yeah, multiple glimpses.
Brian.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. So when did one fall out?
So me and my wife were at Circa Vegas, and we were just walking through. We were checking it out, and there was this lady in the pool, and she asked us to take a picture of her family. When she reached up to give my wife the phone, her left one fell out. My wife didn't tell her. She continued to take the photos with the left one just hanging out.
That's a good photographer.
My wife didn't see it, and I did, and I didn't know how to say it. And so she gave the phone back, and she has about 10 pictures with her left one just hanging out.
Girls trip. Oh my god, that's
awesome. To have pictures of it would be awful.
Nobody told me.
My gosh.
I love that.
Oh, Brian,
god,
that's funny.
Brian, thank you for the laughs. Very good.
Yeah, have a good day.
Thanks,
you too. Bye. Oh my god.
Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, we're talking when one fell out. Do you have a story?
This is about my daughter.
Okay.
She was 18 and we were at her future college day where they had admitted students day.
Yeah.
And they had one of those little bouncy castle obstacle courses.
Mm-hmm.
I see where this
so
is
she
going.
She decided she was going to go in, and, you know, being 18 and at your college, you have to look cute and all. So she's in a little tube top. Well, she was just going to go and kind of casually go through it. Well, somebody joined her to go through, and my daughter's super competitive. She races through it, and about halfway through, her tube top fell down, and she finished.
She still finished.
Obstacle course with everything hanging out.
That is dedication.
So, did she win?
Competitive.
Oh, she won.
Did she win?
She won the hearts of
she
many.
She did win.
Yes.
Hey, and she got a boyfriend. Look
Make
at that.
Make it worth it.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's funny, though.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
She's competitive, sounds like. Jenny, that's a great call. Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Jenny.
All right, let's do one more. We'll do one more. It's another Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
So did
good
one
morning.
Did one fall out?
Both fell out.
Even better.
Man, jeez. When that happened.
Twice the fun.
Where were you? What happened?
I had taken my family up to Mount Princeton Hot Springs. I grew up in that area and had enjoyed going there as a child. And so we went up. I didn't realize how much it had grown, that they now have like this water slide. So I had worn this like off the shoulder top for my bathing suit, huge mistake, held my daughter so she could go down the slide. Just like any theme park, like the water hit the little mat that they give you to ride down, shot over my daughter. All the water came down on my chest, plunged down my top.
Yeah.
We came up out of the water, and my sunglasses, that's what I had noticed. I had my daughter above water. My sunglasses weren't on my head. And I'm like, oh, I lost my sunglasses. So here comes these young boys.
We'll get them for you. Don't
yes,
worry.
Yes. And then what?
For my sunglasses. While their dads are over on the side of the pool sitting with their legs in the water, big smile, just... Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Nobody told you?
I realized it in that moment, and so I used my daughter to cover myself.
Yes.
I thought you dropped the daughter in the pool. I dropped the daughter.
No, you got to hold the kid up in front of you.
Still had the kid.
Don't move.
That is a mom move. You still had the kid.
You're cracking yourself up, Jenny.
Oh, gosh.
I love this.
That's so funny. That's amazing.
That's a good one, Jenny. Very, very good. Thank you for sharing.
She goes, oh,
yeah.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Jenny. Bye. She's funny. Oh, my gosh.
I love how she was cracking herself up.
She was reliving it. I think that's what happened.
And then their dads laughed.
Do you feel better about your situation now that you're not alone?
I feel like, you know what? Sometimes the girls just have a mind of their own, and they just, when one fell out, I'm going to make it a T-shirt.
They're like, I'm free.
Exactly.
Well, give us an update if you're ever back down in that little clubhouse and you see that same guy.
I think I'm going to give it a couple weeks before I go back. I think I'm going to wait a while, give it some buffer time. And hopefully I never see that man again.
Yeah, she's never going back. He's going to come every day and be like, oh, is Katie here? Is Katie here? Great show. It was the afternoon delight
right there. Maybe that's my husband. Who knows?
It might be.
Who knows?